Well, he's been very strong. He's come out, Corey Parker, and given it to his teammates for their lackadaisical attitude, which was, they've just been hightailing it out in front. There hasn't been a hiccup. Well, that hiccup, beautifully placed, I reckon, by Master Coach Wayne Bennett. It was a loss on the weekend for the Broncos, but they're still at the top of the competition table, 44 points to 14, but Corey's not happy. G'day, Corey.
Very good morning, guys. How are you going up there in Darwin?
Well, mate, have you done it? Oh, you wouldn't have done a Darwin Cup.
Well, I've been up there around the Darwin Cup. It's a fantastic space. Darwin's, I believe Darwin's one of those hidden treasures that, once you go there, you want to go back more and more, as you'll find out.
You're right, mate. There's no doubt about that. The Eels are actually going to be here. The Eels play the Panthers next weekend up here.
Oh, there you go. They'll just be starting to get nice and warm up there too.
Oh, 31.
Snuggle into a Darwin stubby and you'll be all right.
Yeah, she sounds good. Geez, you read our mind. Now, mate, you have given it to your teammates. What's the reaction been?
Oh, look, we're a very honest group, mate. It's there's no sugarcoating what happened the other night, and no one wants to sugarcoat it. The reality of where we were the other night is we weren't committed enough. We turned up with the wrong mindset, the wrong attitude. That's what you got to, if you do that in the NRL against a quality side like Manly, who's playing for plenty, that's what's going to happen. They pull their pants down. There's no hiding. There's no shying away from the fact. And to be honest, we understand that. So, it was an honest assessment by everyone. And, we move on. It's on again for us on Friday night.
Manly were definitely up for it. Do you reckon they can do a little bit of damage if they sneak into the finals?
Well, I sort of spoke on throughout media a couple of weeks ago to say, look, they're a side that when they play that brand of footy, they are hard to, cease in terms of the momentum. And when you've got Terry Evans and Foran and Stewart, working so nicely together, they are hard to stop. But in saying that, they are very beatable. We played them about 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I think it was a very similar scoreline, just the other way around. They're a side that if they do come up, and I did tip them to be in the eight, if they do come into the eight, that there'd be plenty of sides looking over their shoulders. But still 5 weeks to go.
Now, your very own Clint Eastwood, Wayne Bennett, he won't admit it, but I reckon he wouldn't be that disappointed with what happened. I reckon this will be a little secret wake-up call for you guys.
Yeah, well, I suppose from our point of view, a loss is not the end of the world.
No.
However, it's how you go about the loss.
Sure.
So, losing a game is not the be-all and end-all for us. It was more importantly on how we lost the game, and that was the most disappointing thing was, we can cop a loss if the other team have just played extremely well and they've earned the win. But from our point of view and our standards the other night, not to say that Manly didn't, but we didn't really give ourselves half a shot, to be honest. We could because we just turned up in the wrong mindset. And you do that in the NRL, and that's what happens.
A little bit off topic from the Broncos and the match on the weekend. Big shoulder charge in the other game on Friday night.
Sam Cassiano
was laughing as he went down after the big shoulder charge from Kane Evans. Now, it looks like Kane Evans may escape charge from the match review committee because it wasn't high. There's some reports today that's the reason. Would you like to see Kane Evans not suspended for that hit?
If he doesn't get suspended for that hit, I'm not condoning a shoulder charge or not, but if you draw a line in the sand and say, okay, there's no shoulder charge, and if there is, this is what's going to happen. Unfortunately for Kane, yes, it was a shoulder charge. I think we're all aware of that. But if he doesn't get a suspension, take the Broncos, for example, and I'm not having a whinge, but Adam Blair gets suspended for 2 weeks for what was deemed to be a shoulder charge because he had one arm down beside his body. So what I'm saying is you want to be consistent. If you draw a line in the sand and it's been deemed to be a shoulder charge, well, you'd like to hope, no matter who was laughing or who was smiling or who
Doesn't
was crying
matter.
On the way down, that's the same sort of penalty given. Yes, it was certainly some big contact. I watched that game and there was a fair bit of niggle early. And then, Big Sam's picked out three of the biggest guys to run at, and come off second best. But I guess from if you are going to draw a line in the sand, it needs to be consistent right across the game, not just on the every individual sort of instance.
And I couldn't agree with you more. And I know that Adam Blair was on a halfback, but you can't make a distinction between, you don't suspend blokes on what they weigh.
No.
It looked worse on the halfback because he was a bit of a rag doll. But, geez, this would be open slather with 5 weeks to go before the finals, Corey, if they let this one ride.
Well, that's right. I mean, was he hurt? No. Yeah, was there intention? I think so. But, I guess from a spectator, and I've seen some of the opinions, and everyone's like, bring back the shoulder charge, et cetera. But then you go back a week, and then it's Adam Blair's got to go. He's done a shoulder charge or whatever, So I guess, from a spectator and a player, you just want to see consistency across the board. And if that's shown, well, I think no one's got a drama.
Dogs take on the Broncos at Suncorp this Friday night. You get a lot of Friday night games at home. How much of a benefit is that for you guys?
We do have a lot of Friday night games at home, and that's sort of out of our control, to be honest. They need two Friday night games, and one has to come out of Queensland. So I do believe at the start of the year, clubs get a preference of when they want to play, and I understand that. The Cowboys would like to play a lot of Saturday games because their fans travel far and wide, and that's understandable. And that leaves, I guess, the Broncos and the Titans. And it comes down to, I suppose, the TV broadcasters and who they want to put on Friday night footy. But, it does have its advantages in terms of, week to week where you're sort of going, and generally, you got that Friday to Friday turnaround. You hear a lot of the comments from south of the border saying, the Broncos are on again another Friday night. But to be honest, I'd love to play more Sundays at Brisbane. I mean, that's the best day to play at Brisbane, I believe. But Friday night's not a bad one either. So it's, it does have its advantages in terms of you just know sort of week to week what you're doing.
And do you want Sam Cassiano running at you on Friday night?
Well, I'll be kicking the ball off. So if you can find me off a kickoff, good on him. I tell you this much, I won't be going with a shoulder charge. I'll be if that was to happen, my skinny little 102 kilo frame against 130. law of averages suggests that I come off second best.
Yeah. And Corey, I don't know whether you saw the incident, mate, but we all hope that Kyle Turner is well. Coming back from a broken neck, he's been concussed on some 5 occasions. He copped another bad whack yesterday. Went up the tunnel. He says he's going to be okay, but he's got a bit of soul searching to do, unfortunately.
Mate,
I saw it
live, as in I was watching the game on TV, and I just got that real sort of still feeling over my body when I was looking at him on the ground, and because it didn't seem to be in real time too much in the tackle, and I slowed it down, and I just thought, oh my goodness, geez, I hope this kid's all right, because I believe he's got an enormous future. But I guess when the dust settles, you just got to weigh up whether, where that future may lie. And he's a tough kid and he's a proud kid, but for his sake and his family, and I really hope he's fine. And it was just a concussion.
You're right. He's got the rest of his life ahead of him. Thanks, Corey.
No worries, guys. Appreciate it.
The Broncos take on the Bulldogs at Suncorp Stadium on Friday night. That was Corey Parker.